Okay, so we're in Lamed Vav today. Let me just review a little bit from yesterday's daf, which was Sunday's daf, and then we'll go into Lamed Vav. So on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, we had a Mishnah. Let's look at Lamed Hey Amud Aleph 35a briefly in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Nitgalgel Chutzat Chum. Let's say I had the Eruv, and I'm setting up the Eruv, and it rolls outside the chum. In other words, my house is 2,000 amot away from where the Erev is, and then it rolls outside the chum. He says, Nafal av gal, or like a heap of rubble, they said, falls on it. He says, O nisraf, or it got burnt up, incinerated. We're doing the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, 35a Malka. He says, Truma ben Idmeit, or it was Truma, and now it became Tame. So now, in all these cases, it's like not accessible to me, I can't eat it. So if any of these things happen before nightfall, there's no Erev there because I don't have any gas. I'm out of gas. I don't have access to it. He says, Mishecha Shecha Hareza Erev. But if it happens after Seisek Hokavim, I still have an Erev. The Erev was effective already. And he says, Im Safek. But let's say it's a Safek. So I don't know if this thing incinerated during the day. I don't know if it incinerated at night. I don't know when it incinerated. I don't know when it became Tame. I don't know when the rubble fell on it. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim, Hareza, Chamar Gamal. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda says Chamar Gamal means you're caught between a rock and a hard place. Chamar Gamal, it's a term, it means the Gamal you lead from in front. And if you're a camel driver, Chamar, if you're a donkey driver, you drive the donkey from behind the donkey. So if I have my donkey in front, my camel and behind, I'm like caught between the two of them. So here too, he's saying if I'm not sure, so I don't know if my makom shvita is my home. I don't know my makom shvita is where the seder was put. So I have like limitations between both of them. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Safek Erev Kasher. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say Safek Erev is Kasher. So basically, Rabbi Meir is saying, Safek Erev, I have to go to Chumra. I don't know if it's good or not. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, nothing to worry about. He says, Am Rabbi Yossi of Tomo Sayyid Mi Shum Chamishaz Kenim, a Safek Erev Shekasher. So Rabbi Yossi says, of Tomos, he testified in five skenim that a Safek Erev was kasher. So again, let's just go over what we learned. So I just went over this Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph 35a, the Mishnah. So we said that if I have if the Erev got destroyed or something happened to it before Shabbos, it's history. If something happens to it after Seisek Kochavim, no problem. But if something happens to it Bein Hashmashot, I don't know whether I have an Erev or not, so I have to do both Chumras. I don't know if my Makom Shvita is my home. I don't know if let's say I have my house and I have this Erev set up 2,000 amot from my house. I don't know if my Makom Shvita is there. I don't know if it's here. So I have to do the Chumras of both. That's according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, we can go Lakula, you can rely on the Erev. Okay, that's basically what we learned in the Mishnah. You had this already yesterday, right? Okay, everybody good so far? Okay, then turn to Lamed Hayam and Beis. Then on Lamed Hayam and Beis, 35b, so the Gemara brought a stira from a Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot on line 3, Lamed Hayam and Beis. So the Gemara says, V'atnan, Tamei Sherelet Bol, Safek Tabal, Safek Lo Tabal. This is a different case. Doesn't relate directly to Eruv Tchumen, but we just want to ask, like, on the principle. So he's mesupak whether you did tefillah or not. Mafilah tefal safek tefal ba'ar musa safek lo tefal ba'ar musa. Or he immersed himself, but he doesn't know if the mikvah had 40 sa'in in it. Or this mikvah A and mikvah B, one is a kosher mikvah, one's not. The tefal ba'achat mihem and divyasim tefal. He went in one of them. He doesn't know which one he went to. So in all these cases, Sveiko Tame. We say the Safek, he's Tame. We're going Lechumra. But Memurim, Betuma Chamura, that's only if it's Tuma Duraisa. But Betuma Kala, if it's a Tuma Durabanan, he's only Tame on a rabbinic level. Gon Shachal Oakland Tame, Shtamashkin Tame. He drank or he consumed things that were Tame. But Barosha Varuba Maim Shuvim, where he put his head and most of his body in Maim Shuvim. Oshna means like water that had been drawn water. Oshana flula roshav yarubo shoshalugimaim shuvim virad v'taval safek taval safek lo taval vila taval safek taval ba'arbim sa safek lo taval ba'arbim sa. But in other words, he's mesupak. V'chein shnei b'chol b'chad ishba ma'arbim sa b'chad ein ba'arbim sa b'taval b'chad mihem edim ein taval sveiko tahor. Okay, so the key is this is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. So when it came to the Eruv Tchumen, which is a Din Rabbanan, so Rebbe Meir said, we have to go L'chumra. I have a Safek, I have to go L'chumra. And here, the Tanakama, who we assume is Rebbe Meir, says, the Safek on a Rabbanan level is Tahor, right? So there he says, the Safek, I have to go L'chumra. Here, the Safek is Tahor. And Rabbi Yossi says it's Tame. So we have, so the, there's a steer in Rabbi Meir, there's a steer in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir is machmir by Eruv, he's mekil by mikvah. Rabbi Yossi is mekil by Eruv Tchumen, and he's machmir by the mikvah. So the Gemara gave an answer that Rabbi Meir holds that Tchumen are a din Torah. And Rabbi Meir holds Tchumen are deraisa, like Rabbi Akiva. So maybe that's a din Torah, so there is Safek, you know, deraisa, so he's going to Chumrah. Here, what the Safek is related to Tumad Rabbanan, he goes Lakula. Okay, let's go to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph on this second line on top. Okay, 36a, the second line. Everybody with me? Okay, Daf Yomi goes quickly this way. All right, now, okay, so the second line. So the Gemara says, Kasha is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. We have a stira in the two opinions of Rabbi Yossi. I'm just repeating myself again. Rabbi Yossi holds, if I have a safek, whether my Erev is effective or not, I can be told that it's effective and rely on it. And over here, when it comes to Tuma Drabanan, I'm tamming on a Drabanan level. And Rashi points out it's from the Yudchet Davar, the 18 decrees they made in the attic of what was the person's name? Rabbi Hananiah ben Chizkiah. Rabbi Hananiah ben Chizkiah, I think Ben Gurion. That we had in Masechet Shabbat on Daf Yudalid. So he's tamming on a Drabanan level. Rabbi Yossi's machmir. So the question, why by Erev is he Mekil? Why by Mikvah is he Machmir? So Amrav Huna Bar Chinina, Shani Tuma Ho V'yeshla Ikar Mena Torah. He says, Tuma is different. Even though you're right, this Tuma happens to be the Rabbanan, but the concept of Tuma is Din Torah. So if I'm, in other words, I don't want to have a situation where I tell people, you could be Mekil here, according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, because then people come to be Mekil by Tuma Doraisa. So you don't know whether the mikvah had 40 sar or not. So you go in the chumra. And then we're not going to say safek, we're going lakula, because I don't want people to extrapolate from there by din Torah, because tuma in general is din Torah. Then the Gemara says, but Shabbat nami deraitahi. But the Gemara says, now it says Shabbat nami deraitahi, the Rashi explains, he means that tumen are also din Torah. We assume that Rabbi Yossi holds, like Rabbi Meir, you had earlier in yesterday's daf, and we just mentioned it, that Reb Meir holds, like the Tana Rebbe Akiva, that the 2000 Tchum Shabbos is a Din Torah. So if that's so, he so it's also Torah. So Torah and Torah. So how come he's Mekil by Erev and he's Machmir by the Mikvah? So the Gemara says, "Sav Rabbi Yossi Tchum and Rabbanan." Rabbi Yossi holds Tchum and Rabbanan. He disagrees. He's a Tana. He could disagree. He disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. He holds the 2000 Amos Din Rabbanan. So the Tana Rabbi Yossi. So by Tchum he holds it's a Din Rabbanan. He's going to be Mekil. Right, like we always say, Sveik of the Rabbanan Lakula, and that's the way Rabbi Yossi will go. Now, but when it comes to Tuma, so even though the Tuma is the Rabbanan, but he's concerned that you'll interchange that Tuma de Rabbanan with the Tuma de Raisa and apply the same rule there that you do by the Rabbanan, so we're going to lead to problems. So he holds that you can't be Mekil. Now, Rashi points out that by Tchumen, there's no chance I'll come to like interchange that with some din by the Malacho because they're so different. Tumen is an article by itself. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, and I want to thank everybody again for your kind generosity and Rosh Hashanah gift and greetings and it's always a kavod to learn with all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you all of you. Okay, I hope to use the honey on Rosh Hashanah. And then, Belinetta, think of all of you. All right, so now, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, we're on line 5 on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. V'ibayd Ema, or else I have a different answer that I can give to this ostensible stira within the sheets of the Tana Rabbi Yossi. V'ibayd Ema, hadidei hadrabei. It's an easier answer. I could say that in the Mishnah Masech Mikvaot, Rabbi Yossi is giving his own opinion. So his own opinion is, I have to be machmir in this case, even though it's a Tumah Rabbanan. But in the Mishnah, he's giving the opinion of his Rebbe. His Rebbe is Avtolmos, so it's not his own opinion. And there he's Mekil. He says, Dekanami Dekatani Am Rabbi Yossi Avtolmos Hayid Mishum Chamisha Zakenim Shasafik Erev Kasher. And the Gemara says there's some corroboration for that because he says explicitly in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi testified means it's like a halakha psuka in the name of Atomos, who is presumably his rabbi, five Zkenim, that we should go lekula, but he, Rabbi Yossi, held personal lechumra. And then Shmamina, then a third answer, Rav Amar, Hatam Hainu Tamad Rabbi Yossi, that the two, Rav wants to say the two are, if we analyze the cases, the two are very different. By Mikvaot, we're going to say, Hamei Tamei El Cheskatova Imelo Taval. In other words, we're going to go back to the status quo ante. In other words, he was Tamei, and now we don't know if he had a successful tefillah in a mikvah. So I'm going to go back to the status quo ante. The last thing I know for sure, he was Tamei. I didn't get over the hum. I don't know if he's Tahor, but I know he was Tamei. So I'm going to go back to that situation. That's by the Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot. But over here with the Eruv, so the chazakas cancel out each other. On the one hand, he's got a chazaka, his home, that's his Shmakom Shvita. But on the other hand, the Eruv was in good shape last he checked it. He doesn't know when it was destroyed. That's also a good chazaka. So there they cancel out each other. There we could be Mekil. Here we're going to have to be Machmir. So the Gemara says, Adraba havein mikval chaskatova eim lo chaser. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. If you're talking about chazakas by mikvah, I also have two chazakas. Right, he's got a chazaka that he was Tamei, but I also have a chazaka that this was a good mikvah. In other words, let's say he went in and now we don't know if there were 40 sign it or not, but at one point there was. So the Gemara says, b'mikvah shlom nimda. We're talking about a mikvah that had never been measured. So then we don't know what the story. We don't know when it was kosher, when it wasn't kosher. So the main thing we do know that he was Tamei. Okay, so let's get a review. So we had a stira within the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to Eruv Tchumen, a safik with the Eruv Tchumen, Rabbi Yossi says we can be Mekil and rely on the Eruv Tchumen. I don't know when it got incinerated. I don't know when it was Tuma, when it became Tamei. I don't know when the rubble fell on it. What are the cases in the Mishnah? So I can be told that I have a kosher Eruv Tchumen, according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Then I have this person in a different case in the Masechet Mikvaot. He was Tamei, he immersed himself in a mikvah, but there's a safek that arose about his immersion. Either he went to two different mikvahs, one was kosher, one not, or he went into a mikvah, then they measured the mikvah, it was chaser. So how come in one case, there Rabbi Yossi says, I have to be machmir. And the, over there, we were talking about a tumah derabanan. All right, my phone is ringing. All right, one second. So, all right, excuse me just one second.
Malka, did you get the Zoom? The Zelle, I'm sorry.
All right. Anyway, everybody with me?
Yes, all right. Thank you.
All right. All right. We had three ways to reconcile the Stirot. Okay, one way to reconcile the Stirot was that by Tuma has an Ikar Min HaTorah. Tuma is a din deraisa. This case happens to be derabanan, but in general it's deraisa. So I'm going to go lechumra because I don't want people to get confused. Here a mekil, here a machmir. So we say we're always machmir, but that's by tuma. But by eruv tchumen, that's a din derabanan. We're going to be mekil. That's answer number one. Then answer number two, we said that the two opinions don't reflect Rabbi Yossi. One opinion is his own opinion. That's in the Mishnah Masechet Mikvaot. And the other opinion in our Mishnah is his Rebbe's opinion. So his Rebbe was Mekil, and he was Machmir. And then the third answer, we said that that if we look at the Chazaka, so by the Mikvah, I'm going to say, Hamei Tamei Al Chazkato. In other words, the Tamei, I know he was definitely Tamei, but I don't know whether it was a good immersion in a Mikvah. So I have the Chazaka and the Safek. So I'm going to go back to my last... So certain situation. Somebody's got to mute themselves. Olivia, I think it's you. Please mute yourself.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Okay, but just mute yourself and I'll talk in a minute, okay? So it means I go back to the chazaka. But by the Eruv, the chazakas cancel each other out. I have one chazaka that he had his makam shvit in his house. That was the case. But I also have a chazaka that the Eruv was in good shape beforehand. So those cancel each other out. So there I'm going to go lakula. Okay, who's a question, comments, listening to anything they did? Olivia, you want to ask something? Who's going to... Everybody good? Nobody?
Rav Meir holds Eruv is the writer. That's why he holds it's Chumrah.
That's what the Gemara said yesterday, no? You had that in yesterday's daf, no?
Okay, just making sure.
Okay. I mean, I didn't go through the whole sugya, but that the Gemara said that initially. I don't know if they changed it, but that was at least what the Gemara initially said. All right, everybody good? I'm going to move on. All right, we're on Lamed Bava Amud Aleph, 36a, around 10 lines in the Gemara. Okay, so we're up to Tanya. So now the Gemara quotes a brisa that elaborates on the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. We're going back to our Mishnah. So we said that Rabbi Yossi held I had a safek with the Eruv, I could be Tola, and that the Eruv is good. Now the brisa is going to elaborate on Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So Tanya, we learn in the brisa, Kesanamar Rabbi Yossi safek Eruv kasher, like what is the parameter? When did he say that a safek Eruv is still good? Let's say he took Truma and he's using that as his Erev Tchumen and it became Tame, but he's not sure if it became Tame during the day or it became Tame after nightfall. And similarly, now here, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is going to be that I'm always going to go back to the status quo ante. It's like the previous sugya, the third answer we gave. And I'm going back to the previous chazaka. So with the Eruv, and it became Tameh, I know at one point it was Tahor, and then it became Tameh. So it's Safik when it became Tameh, but I know it was definitely Tahor. So I'm going to go back to the status quo ante and say it's Tahor. The second case, I have Perot, produce. Perot doesn't have to be fruit, it could be produce. Now the Gemara's Safik Meod Nitknu, a Safik when Trumas and Masos were taken from it. The Gemara is going to revise this, but that's the way we think the case is. Safi Mishach HaShecha Nitkenu, so Safi Gerev Kasher. Now, the Gemara is going to point out that doesn't work out well, because in other words, it means it was Tevel, and then at a certain point, it was fixed that it wasn't Tevel. Now, you're not allowed to really fix it on Shabbos, although there could be a way to do it on Shabbos. There could be a way to do it on Shabbos. We'll see if you hold from Breira. But there's a safek, so here the same svara should cut that it should not be good, because the previous chazaka was that it was tevel. But the Gemara will ask that. So those cases, the Gemara said, are that's where Rabbi Yossi says that I have a good eruv. Aval irei betruma safek Torah safek tmeya. Let's say from the get go, I take truma and I don't know whether it's Torah or tmeya. If it's tmeya, nobody can eat it. Not even a kohen. It has to be burnt. He says, "V'chein b'peiro safek nitknu safek lo nitknu." And similarly with produce, safek whether trumas and masas were ever taken from it. Ain's a safek eruv kasher. The son of safek eruv kasher. Okay, so it means in the last two cases there was never a point in time that I could eat it. That's the basic. Last two cases, never a point in time I could eat it. But the first two cases we want to analyze now. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna truma da'amar hamit truma al cheskatov ve'ema tohurahi." So the Gemara says, so what's the difference in the first case between the truma and the peirot? So the first case in the brisa was, I have truma and it became tameh. I'm not sure when it became tameh. So there, I understand. I go back to the previous chazaka, the previous status, and I'll say, so I know it was Truma Tohora. At some point it became Tame, I don't know when, but I can go back and say, I'll go back to the previous status that it was Tohora. Peiro Nami, Hamei Tebel Chazketova, Eim Lo Nitkenu. But the second case is with produce that, you know, I don't know when Trumas and Masters were taken from it. So if that's the case, I should go back to the previous status and say that it's Tevel and it's not good. Yet he possibly it was good. So Gemara says, "Lo tema safik meod nitknu, ela ema safik meod yom nidmu, safik mishech hashecha nidmu." So the Gemara says, "No, the case in the Brice is different. It's not nitknu, it's nidmu." And the way Rashi's verb shot is that Tevel got mixed into it. In other words, I had tevua, the trumas and masas were taken from it, and then some tevel got mixed into it, and the shear of tevel got mixed in with such that there was no beetle. So now I can't eat it. That's the question. So the two cases are now analogous. Both I had truma that was tahora, and I had peirot that were chulin, and there was all the trumas and masas were taken from it. But then with the truma, at some point became tame, and then with the peirot, at some point some tevel fell in there and became prohibited. So then I'm going to go back to the status quo ante. Any questions on what we did? Any comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, moving on. Okay, so we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. By Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Mei Rav Huna, Hayu Lefanav Shtei Kikarot, Echad Tamei V'Echad Tahora. Now let's say the person's got two loaves, and Rashi is on these two loaves are Truma loaves, two loaves of Truma. Now, again, in the Mishnah, all right, we'll see in a minute, he says, one loaf is Tamei, one loaf is Tahora. So one loaf I cannot eat, nobody can eat it, and one loaf is Tahora. And I say to somebody, I give a shliach, I say, do me a favor, here's the two loaves, gegus and tahed, I want you to make an Erev Tchumen with me, with, and I don't know which one is Torah, which is Tamea, but waken with the Torah, wherever it may be. In other words, so he's going to put two loaves down, he doesn't know which is Torah, which is Tamea. Mahu. So what's the halacha in that case? Does he have a good Erev, or he doesn't have a good Erev? So the Gemara says, Tibai the Rebbe Meir, Tibai the Rebbe Yossi. So you're going to ask, you can ask a kasha within the Shita of Rebbe Meir and within the Shita of Rebbe Yossi. Now again, Rebbe Meir said, if I have Safek Truma, right, and the Truma became Tamea, and I don't know when it became Tamea, I have to go to Chumra. I can't rely on that. In other words, I have to go to Chumra. I don't know where my Erev Tchumen is, so I have to go to Chumra with that. So what will he say in this case? Here I have Truma, Torah, and Tamea. And then Rabbi Yossi said, if it's a Safek, I can go Lakula. But the Gemara is going to question according to both. Tibai the Rameir, Akan lo kamar Rameir, Hatam, Deleka, Tahora. So Rameir over there was Machmir because there was no Tahora one. In other words, all I have is this one loaf that definitely became Tamea. Hacha ha'ika Tahora. I could say, here I have a Tahora one. So maybe Rameir was Machmir, there will be Mekil here. O Dilma, I feel like Rabbi Yossi, or maybe I can go the other way and say, even Rabbi Yossi who's Mekil there, he says, Lo ka'amar elahatam dim'ita dihi tahora yadala. In other words, if it's Torah, he knows which one it is. In other words, I have a Safek, but if it's Torah, that's the loaf. He says, Abal hacha halo yadala. Here, I don't know which one it is, so there's never a loaf that I can eat. In other words, I don't know which one is Torah, I don't know which is Tamea. So Amar Le, so this was... Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says to him, Bein the Rabbi Yossi, Bein the Rabbi Meir, Bein the Suda Ruya Mi Bod Yom Leka. He says, according to both, you need Suda Ruya Mi Bod Yom, meaning on Friday afternoon, before I put in, before I lay down the Erev Tchumen, it has to be a Suda Ruya. I have to be capable of eating it. So this is worst case. In other words, here, I cannot eat it at all because I don't know which one is the Torah, which one is the Tamea. So nobody can eat it. Nobody in the world could eat it. Not, no Kohen in the world can eat it because I don't know which is Torah, which is Tamea. In that case, in the Mishnah, so before Shabbos, everybody knew I could eat the Truma, and then a Safek happened and it became Tamei. I don't know when it became Tamei, but that's the difference. Okay, any questions, comments, something that we did?
So before the Erev even kicks in, the food has to be edible.
Correct. All right. All right, let's see. Four lines before it gets wide. Bamini Rav Amir Rav Nachman, Kikarzu Yom Chol Umachar Kodesh. Let's say it's Friday, and a person says, this loaf today is chol, meaning it's like regular bread, I can eat it. But, Umachar Kodesh, I'm declaring it on Shabbos, I'm declaring now that on Shabbos, it'll be, you know, belong to Hekdesh. And then I can't get Hana from it. Ba'amar Irvuli Bazemahu. And I say, take this loaf of bread, and now I want this to be my Erev Tchumen. Do I have a kosher Erev Tchumen or not? So Amarle Erevo Erev. He says, no, Shoin, it's a good Erev, and we'll clarify in a minute why. Then he says, Hayom Kodesh L'machar Chol. Now he says, here's this loaf of bread. Today he says this loaf of bread is Hekdesh, but tomorrow, Shabbos, I declare it to be Chol. And Rashi says that he's got money, let's say a bag of money, and he's declaring that as of tomorrow, the bag of money will be instead of this loaf of bread. In other words, so on Friday, he's declaring that as of tomorrow, this bread will be nifta with the money. That's the way Rashi learns. Now, the article quoted some Rishonim who say that you could say, Hayom Kodesh L'machar Chol. I don't understand that he said the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran say that. I don't understand exactly how that would work. But either way, within Rashi, it's a little easier to understand. Hayom Kodesh L'machar Chol. V'amar Irvu Li Bazemahu. He says, take this loaf of bread, which is Kodesh now, but it's going to be Chol on Shabbos. Can I have an Erev Tchumen? So Amarlei Einivu Erev. So he says, that's not a good Erev. So the Gemara says, Mai Shana. He says, what's the difference? How come in the first case, you said it is a good Erev, and the second case, not a good Erev? So Amarlei L'chitechu Le'kur Demilcha. He says, when you measure out a kur of salt, I'll explain it to you. But then he gave the answer himself. So I don't know, like, he was, I don't know, like sort of prompting him that he thought that he should work more at it or something. So he says, so he, this is Reb Nachman. So Reb Nachman explains, Hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. If I say today the bread is chol, tomorrow on Shabbos is going to be kodesh, misfeke lo nachtalei kedusha. So at some point, in other words, it's getting into the issue of Bein HaShmashot. So Bein HaShmashot is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And that's when, that at some point during that period of time is when the Erev Tumen is going to take place. So today it's Chol, and tomorrow it's Kodesh, right? So
is anyone else having trouble? You keep freezing up.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Some having problems with that.
You are?
I am not having trouble.
All right, so you're having Fern and Malka, you're having Fern problems? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, you keep freezing up.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I could do.
I'm glad the others are learning.
No, I'm not. I don't have the problem today.
All right, I'm going to continue on. Okay, hopefully this will clear up. Hopefully it'll clear up, and then maybe you'll be able to hear me in a few minutes, and we'll go over it, okay? So the Gemara says, Hayom chol l'machar kodesh misfeke lo nachtalei kedusha. So, in other words, I have a safek, but the kedusha is not going to enter the loaf of bread out of safek. In other words, I'm entitled to go back to the same ideas before, to the status quo ante. The status quo ante is chol. So I'm not going to say it's kodesh till it's vaday kodesh. So then I have a good erev tchumen. And it was going into Bein HaShmashot, I have a good erev tchumen. He says, Hayom kodesh l'machar chol, but if I say today it's kodesh and tomorrow it's chol, so misfeka lo pakale kedusha teminei. From a safek, it's not going to remove it. So in other words, it's the same idea as before. We're going to go back. In other words, I'm entering a period of Bein HaShmashot. That's when my erev is going to be effective. And so I don't know what's doing the Bein HaShmashot. So I'm going to always go back to the status quo ante. So if the status quo ante was chol, I have a good erev tchumen. If the status quo ante is kodesh, I don't have a good erev tchumen. Everybody good?
Why can't you say, like we said before, as long as the food is edible before the Erev kicks in, you should be good. If it's chol today, kodesh tomorrow, the food is edible Friday afternoon.
Yeah, because that's not the whole analysis. That's one part of the analysis, but it's not the whole analysis. All right. Now, let's take a further look, Gemara. All right. Now, with the third white line, Tanan time, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Tevul Yom. Now, Tevul Yom is a person or a keli that immerses in the mikveh and is going to be tahor at night. So, and I've mentioned many times before, it's the first Mishnah Masechet Brachot, which we began just this past few days into March.
January 4th.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, in January. You're right. I made a mistake. Yeah, in January, you're right. You're right. We began. So he says, Tananatam, we learn Mishnah Masechet Tevul Yom, Lagin Tevul Yom. Now, Lagin here means a keli. I have this picture, and the pitcher has the status of Tevul Yom. Now, Tevul Yom will passel Truma. Truma, in other words, and that's the same thing as the Mishnah in Brachot. In other words, the Kohanim, they're Tevul Yom. When can they eat the Truma? So here is the Keli is Tevul Yom. He says, Shemalom menachavid shomaser tevel. So it's filled with maser rishon, which is tevel. Now, maser rishon means the Truma maser. In other words, the Levi has to give 10% from the maser. He got maser's 10%. From the maaser, he's got to give 10%. He's got to, you know, maaser min a maaser. So maaser rishon is in the keli, but there's no harm, no foul, because maaser rishon is not impacted by this. I don't think the maaser rishon will be impacted by any keli in terms of tumah. And I don't mean it's not impacted, but it wouldn't make a difference. You could eat it anyway. So he says, Ba'amar has raised a truman maaser l'chetechshach. He says, I declare this or a portion of it to be Trumas Maaser after nightfall. So in other words, the food's in a keli, which is a Tevul Yom, but he declares it to be Trumas Maaser, it's going to be Trumas Maaser after nightfall, but after nightfall, the keli will be Tahor. He says, Devar of Kayam, that's effective. V'imamar, Irvu li bazel o amar klum. But if he says, I want my Eruv to be from this food that's in the pitcher now, so lo amar klum, he said nothing. In other words, at that point, it's tevel, so I can't make an error from tevel. So the Gemara is going to analyze it. So Amarava Zonomeret Sofayom Kona Erev. So Rava, now Sofayom means the the end of Friday. Sauvignon means the end of Friday. So that's, he says,
that, beginning of Ben Hashmashot.
Yeah, right. Oh. Okay, so, right. So Rabbi says, Zoro Yom Kona Erev. It must be that the Erev is effective at the beginning of Ben Hashmashot. In other words, let's assume she is at 6 o'clock, and just for discussion case, let's assume Seisakovim is 7 o'clock. So Rabbi says, so I have this Tevel, and the Tevel is not going to be Tevel after 7 o'clock, certainly, because I said that this is going to, because I'm declaring a portion of it to be Trumas Maaser after Chashecha. So it's not a good Eruv. So so the Tana Mishnah says it's not a good Eruv. So I'm Rabbi Zoto Meret, Sofa Yom Kon Eruv. So Rabbi says, from that Mishnah, I can extrapolate that the Eruv is effective at Sofa Yom, meaning at the beginning of Ben Hashmashot. Because at the end of Ben Hashmashot, it's not Tevel anymore. So at the beginning of Ben Hashmashot, it's Tevel, and that's why it's not good. On the top line, on Amud Beis, Lamed Bav Amud Beis, the top line. The Isak Adaita Tchir Yom Kon Eruv, because if you assume Tchir Yom means the beginning of Shabbos, means at Chashecha, like at 7 o'clock. So if I would assume that Tchir Yom is Kona Eruv, Yamar Yiru Lubazah, Mai Lo Amar Klum. So why is it not effective? So it must be it's the beginning of Ben Hashmashot is the problem, and not the end of Ben Hashmashot when it says Sekokavim, because then we don't think there'd be a problem with the Eruv, because at that point in time, it's not Tevel anymore. So Amar Papa, Filu Tehim Tchir Yom Kona Eruv, Rapapa, and here we get into your analysis, Yosef. Even if I say that the Tchil Yom is Kona Erev, that the Erev could be effective at 7 o'clock, but in Sudaru Yom Yibod Yom Aleka. So I need two things. The Erev has to be effective at the calendar date where it needs to be effective, whether it's Sofa Yom or Tchil Yom, but it also has to be edible food going into Shabbos. So this Tevel wasn't edible going into Shabbos because the Truma was still mixed in with it. The Truma's Meiser was still mixed in with it. Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, now...
are you going to summarize it? Cause
what would the halacha be if it's summertime and you have your plag mincha and you want to be makabel early, right, but objectively, Ben Hashmashos on the calendar and the clock isn't for another hour?
Yeah, so I don't think it would impact. I don't think it would impact this halacha. I think it would have to be good. The Ben Hashmashot doesn't change. In other words, it would have to be effective. You know, would have been during Ben Hashmashot. So it was
you made a personal Eruv because you wanted to hear a shir in the next town.
Right, right.
But you were makabel early.
Right. So the Eruv has to be in good shape, Ben Hashmashot. In other words, you're saying, can I rely on that Erev Tchumen? Let's say, you know, Lich benching is 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos at 6:30. And I want to rely on this Erev Tchumen, you know, now. I don't want to wait till 8 o'clock.
Right. Seven thirty, you want to go to the shir.
Yeah, I don't know if you could rely on it, frankly, at that point in time. Because it has to be around during Ben Hashmashot. If it is around Ben Hashmashot, then the Mafreya, you're in good shape. But I don't know if Lechachil, you're allowed to rely on it.
Maybe you skip the Plag Mincha that week.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to skip the
Plag. He does.
You don't have to skip it.
That's his thing.
You're not Malin Amori with the, you know, but that's the way I think. Okay. I'm thinking it's not any different than like the Dinim Amuksa, right? Like some of these books have been a Shmashot, it's a Kaitz of the Kula Yoma, so it's not impacted by the fact that I'm the Kabbal Shabbos earlier. Or it's my way of thinking. All right. Now, then you asked me to summarize. So again, So we had this case, to cut to the chase, he's got Maaser in a Keli, but it's Tevel, because Trumas Maaser wasn't taken from it. And for reasons of Tuma, he doesn't want to declare the Truma to be separated until after nightfall, which means I'm going to say after Seisei Kokavim. So he says it's separated after Seisei Kokavim. So can I use that Tevua for my Eruvei Tumen? So the Mishnah says I can. The Mishnah says Mefurish I can't use it. So the Gemara wants to, so Rava wants to extrapolate from that. It must be that Sofa Yom Kona Eruv, that it's the time of beginning Ben Hashmashot. That's the key time. Because if it's the end of Ben Hashmashot, then what's the problem with it? And then the Gemara said, Rapapa said, no, it could be that the key time is the end of Ben Hashmashot. But in addition, to that time, it has to be ruhi to be eaten on Friday afternoon going into Shabbos. All right, let's go further. Now, the next mission we get into the topic of Breira. I don't know if we had Breira yet in this Machzor of Daf Yomi. Do we have Breira yet? But anyway, Breira is like a retroactive.
A little bit on Shabbos when you eat the watermelon, spit out the pits and that stuff.
I don't remember.
Or when you were eating.
That's a different Breira. That's Borer. That was Borer. Here, by Breira, we mean like retroactive clarification. So the Gemara is saying, let's say, I'm not sure where I want my Erev Tchumen to be. So I'm going to put one Erev Tchumen, 2,000 amot to the east of town. I'm going to put another Erev 2,000 amot to the west of town. And based on facts that will transpire during the course of Shabbos, it'll be clear which, in other words, I want the Erev to be where my rabbi is coming. So if he's coming from the east, I want that to be the Erev. If he's coming from the west, I want that to be the Erev. So if I hold from Breira, I could do that, even though I don't know which one is going to be my Erev, my Makom Shvita for Shabbos. Later on, it will be clear, which one it was, and that'll work with Breira. Okay? So let's see in the Mishnah. So and not everybody holds from Breira. So Matnitin, Manea Damale Ruvova Omer, Imbau Nachrim in a Mizrach, Erevi Lamarav. So here he doesn't want to see these Goyim. And we'll explain in the Gemara who these Goyim are. He wants to skip out of town if they show up. So he says, if Goyim come from the east, then I want my Erev to be in the west, because I don't want to hang out with them. He says, Imin Amarav, Erevi Lamizrach. If they're coming from the west, and then I want to go to the east. I want to be the other place. Imbau Lakan Lakan, if they're coming from the east and the west, Lamakom she'erza elech, then I want to go wherever I want to go. I'll choose tomorrow. Lo ba'u lo lakan v'lo lakan, harini kivnei iriv. They don't show up on Shabbos. I want to be like everybody else here. So he's making sort of like a four condition type of, he wants to hedge his bets. He wants to think over every eventuality. So he's placing the iriv to a ruvit chumin, and it's not clear which one, if either one, will be effective until tomorrow, based on facts that will, emerge tomorrow on Shabbos. Then, in Ba'a Chacham in a Mizrach, here's a different case. If the Chacham, I want to hear this, I want to greet this rabbi. If this rabbi, it's this rabbi, he's going to come to a location 3,000 amot from my house. So I have my Erev Tchumen out, so I'll be able to go to him. And if my Erev Tchumen is 2,000 amot from my house, so now I get another 2,000 amot from there. So I have a 4,000 amot, I can go to the east or the west. So he says, "In ba chacham min haMizrach, Erev leMizrach. If the chacham comes from the east, then I want my Erev to be in the east. Min haMarav, Erev leMarav. If he comes to the west, one in the west. Ba lekan lekan, if two chachamim come, one from the east and one from the west, leMakom she'eretz eilech. I want to be able to go wherever I want to. Lo lekan v'lo lekan, if they don't come, the chachamim don't come from the east or the west, hareini kivnei iri. In other words, I'm going to hear on Shabbos, people will come and let me know where he's coming from. They'll have their own Eruvim from outside town. So I want to be able to pick and choose what I want to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imaya Echad Mehem Rabo, Holeche Etzel Rabo. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them is his Rav, then we assume he meant before Shabbos that that's the one he meant. And so then that would be his Erev Tchumen. They're both his Rebbeim. He can go wherever he wants. Okay, so the basic idea the Mishnah has is this idea of Breira, that we don't, in other words, going into Shabbos, he doesn't know where his Erev Tchumen is. It could be it could be 2,000 amos to the east, 2,000 amos to the west, or it could be in his town, and he's going to figure it out based on events that will unfold during the course of Shabbos. So if I hold from Breira, which the Tana Mishnah holds from, so then that I could do it that way and figure out then later on where my Erev Tchumen is. All right, who's got questions? Comes to the
So what happens to him on Friday night? He can't move?
So Friday night, he'd have to be machmir, like, well, the Shitot. So he'd be much more limited on where he could go.
If he doesn't get the 2,000 each way, then?
Well, again, if he's in a town, the whole town counts as Dalet Amot. If it's just like a house, like in the Midbar, so then he'd be limited to his house. Yeah. That would be, if each Erev was at the end, 2,000, one could be 1,500, 1,500, then he leaves a little latitude in between. What's up, Michael? You look bothered.
What's the Chiddush of Lo Ba'o? Lo lakan v'lo lakan.
So
why would I be this is just giving me, this is broadening my opportunities. It can't make things worse.
That's what he wants to take place, but he's stipulating, in other words, in other words, he's saying either my Erev is 2,000 amah to the east or 2,000 to the west, but then he's stipulating that maybe there'll be neither one. He's stipulating...
Right. Why do I need... So that's exactly right. Lo ba'ol, lo lakan, v'lo lakan.
In other words, he just wants to spell it out that if nobody shows up, then I don't want either one of these to be my Erev B'tchumen. It's just like dotting the I's.
Let's say he didn't stipulate. So why would it be any different?
Yeah. So I don't know. Let me take a look.
In other words, the condition didn't come to pass.
Because right. There's a negative of having it. There's one negative of having an Eruv. You lose the other side. You can't walk the other side.
Right. So now he used both sides, Yosef. So, okay. So he's in his city. Is that a chiddush?
Well, in other words,
he wants to say that I'm not using the Eruv, so I'm going to have both sides to go.
Either options. He created two options. He's not exercising either.
Right.
I need to be told.
All that food.
Well, he's just, I think he's just spelling it out to be clear, frankly.
Okay. No chiddush.
Well, in other words, the chiddush is that his original Erev, which is where his makom shvita is, in other words, he's got three potential makom shvita. Let's say his home is A, then he's got the Erev B with the east and Erev C to the west. So he's saying, if he comes, I want it B or C. So he's saying, not only B or C, but sometimes if he doesn't come either way, I don't want B or C, I want A. That I think is just spelling it all out, you know, to my way of thinking. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let's see further in the Gemara.
So you have to, A, as your makom shvita, your home is not your default position automatically?
Well, that's what Michael was really, in essence, saying. So normally it is, but the thing is, like, once you're putting out an Erev Tchumen...
You're monkeying around too much.
It's like saying, like, it's not my makom shvita. So he's saying, you know, I have A, I got B, and I got C, but if B or C don't come off, I want A to be my makom shvita. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ki atu Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, Tani Ipcha Kula Manitin. He brought a Braisa, and the Braisa taught the opposite of our Mishnah. It was in the Mishnah, if the goyim come from the east, I want my Erev to be in the west. If they come from the west, I want the east. So in this Braisa, it says, if the goyim come from the east, I want to be with the goyim. I want to go to the east. If the goyim come from the west, I want to be there. And the Braisa says, and our mission says, if the rabbi comes to the east, I want to be there. If he comes to the west, I'll be there. This one says, I don't want to be with the rabbi. So in other words, this Braisa says, I want to be the goyim. I don't want to be the rabbis. So let's take a look. It says, Kasha Nachrim and Nachrim, Kasha Chacham and Chacham. So there's a stira between the goyim and between the Chacham. So the Gemara says, Nakrim and Nakrim Lokash. There's no contradiction with the different goyim. Ha bepar hagban, bepar hagbana. That we're talking about goyim in the Mishnah who are tax collectors. I don't want to hang out with the tax collectors. It means I want to scram. In other words, they get a hold of you. They don't leave you alone. And it means, you know, it's maybe tax collectors and they're not necessarily doing, you know, according to any law. They're just like coming and seizing property. That's the way I'm imagining it. So I don't want to hang out with them. I want to scram. Ha bemari demata. Whereas in the Braisa we're talking about, there are officials from the town, and I want to speak to them to tell them the different issues, discuss with them. So those I do want to be with. So that's a different fact pattern. Chacham and Chacham Lokash. There's no contradiction with the different rabbis. Haba Moti Pirke. So our mission is talking about Moti Pirke. He's a Magid Shir, and I want to hear the Shir. He's wonderful. So him I want to go to. Haba Makre Shma. Whereas the Braisa is talking about Makre Shma, a teacher that like teaches young students. So in the R school, they quoted one pshat, which was from the Aruch. He says that he's afraid the teacher is going to ask him for the money that he owes. So he doesn't want to hang out there. But he says that the Yavetz questions this explanation.
Shabbos Geret.
Yeah. Well, right. Well, it's true. Well, the only thing is that. On Shabbos, you're allowed to hire a teacher, and I don't know. I don't know if he can ask for the money or not, but he doesn't want to see him. Anyway, now that's according to the Aruch. But anyway, Rashi has a different shot. Rashi says there are two rabbis coming. One rabbi is a Moti Pirke. He's a public lecturer, and the other is Makri Shema. So he's saying. In other words, if I want to hear the public lecture, I don't want to see this rabbi who's the Lehrerin. So I want to be with that one, not the other one. So that's the way they'll learn the Braisa. All right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mayacha Mehem Mechulei. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if one of them, so he leaves the Eruv, and there are two rabbis coming, So he says, whichever one I want, you know, or whatever, that'll be it. But Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them says Rebbe, then it defaults over that that's the good Eruv, because we assume that his intention was that if there would be his rabbi, that's the one he wants. So the Gemara says, V'rabanan zimni denichalei b'chabrei tfeimi rabbi. The Chacham said, no, not necessarily true. Sometimes a person prefers a colleague over his own rabbi. I don't know, there's a deeper lesson here with this. So Amarav, so Rav says, Leitl manitin midetaniayo. So Rav says, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as set forth in the Mishnah has to be deleted or revised based on the following Brisa. In other words, the Brisa gives a more accurate version of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Ayo is the name of a Chacham, from that which Ayo taught. The Tani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Ha'ne'el Shein Devarim Ke'echad. Now, we don't understand this Brisa, so we must be patient. We think that Rabbi Yehuda is saying he doesn't hold from Brera. That's what we think. So Rabbi Yehuda says he can't make a Tanai on two things like one. Elin Bachacham L'Mizrach, A ruvo lemizrach, bimbacha cham lemarav, a ruvo lemarav. That he holds from, and we don't understand how he holds from it, but the Gemara will explain. If the, in other words, if the chacham comes east, that'll be it. If it comes from the west, that's it. That's fine. Aval lekan lekan lo. But if the chacham is coming from the east and the chacham is coming from the west, so I can't declare either one being it. In other words, that is going to work with Breira. So the Gemara says, mashtal lekan lekan de lo. So in other words, if one chacham is coming from the east and one chacham is coming from the west, I can't say on Shabbos I'll decide which one I want to go to. That's the Tana Rebbe Yehuda saying that. Because I don't hold from Breira. I can't hold from this retroactive clarification. So the Gemara says, L'mizrach u'marav nami ein Breira. So how does the east and west work out? How is he able to say if one chacham is coming, if he comes from the east, I want that to be. If he comes from the west, I want that to be. Isn't that also working with Breira? Whether it's two chachamim or one chacham, they're both working with Breira. I don't know where my Erev is till tomorrow. So one he rejects with the two chachamim, but one he seems to accept with the one chacham. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, a kvar ba chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the Brisa means that within the Pina Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham already is within the Tchum Shabbos of one of the Eruvim, but I don't know, I don't have that information right now. So as when Shabbos goes in, it's revealed before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which Eruv Tchumen is effective. So I don't have that information right now, but one of the Chachamim arrived before Shabbos within the Tchum. So one Chacham came within either from the east or the west. He was already there when Lech Benching was, but the person does not know that information right now. But in a few hours or tomorrow, he'll find out that information. And then it will be revealed that that was the Eruv that was effective. But the Eruv was effective already going into Shabbos. He didn't have, in other words, the facts were in existence going into Shabbos. It's not like Breira where the facts are not in existence. I find the facts later on. The facts were in existence. I don't know the facts at that point in time. So that's not an issue of Breira. So in the version of Io, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Breira. That's basically the way we're going with this. Everybody okay with this? All right, let me go a few more lines, then that'll be it. So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this we did already. So the Gemara says, Adraba leitel da'ayo mimanitin. So the Gemara says, why are we deleting our Mishnah and favoring Ayo's version, which is the Brisa? He says, why don't we delete the Brisa and favor our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says he does hold from Breira. So the Gemara says, lo sakadaitech, I wouldn't think that. Da hashamina le Rabbi Yehuda, delete le Breira. Because we have another Mishnah that sets forth clearly that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira the way we think right now, though stay tuned for tomorrow's Gemara. Didnan, we learn the Mishnah, halokeach yayin miben akutim. If a person purchases wine from kutim, kutim, you all know, are these people who were non-Jews and then converted by, were brought by the king of Ashur to the place where the 10 Shvatim had been, and then they convert, but they're not so from, and so at this point in time, the wine of Kutim was not prohibited. Halachayach yayin miben akutim, but I can't rely on the Kutim that they took Trumas and Masrot. So, but I don't have the Kalim to take Trumas and Masrot. I don't have ladles, cups, bottles, things like that, but I want to drink some of the wine right now. Top line on Laman Zayin Amin Aleph. And this is the classic case of Breira. Omer, Shnei Lugim Shani Atid Lahafrish, Harehin Truma. So he says, two Lugim that I will separate out, like when I get home in a day or two, I'll separate. I'm going to have some wine now, but there'll be at least two lugim left over. So two lugim that I will separate out, those I declare to be truma right now. Asara ma'aser rishon. And 10 lugim I declare to be ma'aser rishon now. Tisha ma'aser sheni. And 9 lugim I declare to be ma'aser sheni. Umeichel v'shotam yad dibri Reb Meir. So at that point, then the ma'aser sheni, he's poed there with money. He says the ma'aser sheni will be redeemed with my money I have in my house, whatever. And then he could drink it immediately, Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Shimon, Aser the wine. So we think that those three Aser it because they don't hold from Breira, and Rabbi Meir holds from Breira. That's the classic case of Breira. In other words, I'm separating out Truma. I'm taking Master Shani, Rishon Master Shani, but I don't know which wine is the Master Rishon. I don't know which is Truma, and I won't know, nobody will know, till 3 days from now, 5 days from now, then it'll be clear. But in the meantime, I could drink some of the wine, but I'm going to leave over enough for all the Trumas and stuff, and then later on it'll be clarified which is which. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me see what I have here. One minute. Today's Lamed Vav. All right, I think this is. Let me check one sheet here. 1 second. Let's see what he's got here. All right. I'm going to call it a day. All right. Let me just end the recording.